This is an IELTS Energy Podcast, episode 285, the 6-month study plan for moving your writing score from a 5.5 to a 7. You are listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. We believe in connection, not perfection, and we're here to show you how to get the score that you need on your next IELTS exam. Find out why our strategies are the most powerful in the IELTS world and get your free video masterclass at allearsenglish.com/INSIDER. Now, let's get to the show.
Today, we answer a listener question about what he can do to move his writing score up over the next 6 months and move on to get his visa for Canada.
Okay, hey, Jessica, how's it going?
Hey! Okay, let's do this. What's up?
Mixing it up. Filling out intense surge of adrenaline today for whatever reason. Yeah.
It's great. I think it's interesting for our listeners to hear us going through stuff as well. You know what I mean? Like there have been times when we've recorded and perhaps I'm going through some stuff and my energy is not as it normally is. And I'm sure listeners can hear this sometimes. And we talk about what we're going through at times, right? Like what we're worried about or what we're anxious about. And of course that affects how we sound and how much, you know, how nervous and stuff we are. So, you know, like we're people, everyone, everyone is human. We go through stuff.
Yeah, that's right. Exactly. And it's good. I mean, that's what I love about podcasting, that our listeners can really get to know us as human beings. I just think that's, it's so much different from blogging. It's so much different from reading the newspaper, a magazine. You know, I feel a real connection with our listeners because they listen to our voices every day and they can hear that variation.
Yeah. Oh, totally. And sometimes, I mean, we get like comments about stuff, like people, you know, well wishes for my son or my dog or, you know, and the students in our course that I've spoken to in classes, it's really cool. Like they feel like they already know me because obviously they listen to the podcast, but they also have watched hours of my lectures, you know, and so like they're coming in to the class just like I'm like familiar to them already, you know. They're like,
that.
Hey,
it's
Jessica,
so cool.
I know you, like I was listening to you for 2 hours last night, what's up? Like
it's so cool. And I get that too, like, do you listen to your own podcast? I think you said you do, right? You have your own kind of collection of shows.
Oh,
you listen to
tons.
And you feel that way too about the podcasters, right?
Oh my gosh, exactly. There are a couple comedians who I listen to on like 2 or 3 different podcasts because they sort of do guest spots on other podcasts, you know, and like, like I track them, like, you know, like I know all their different characters and I do like they, you know, I laugh at their jokes and I feel like we're connected. Like we have the same sense of humor and I could just picture what it would be like to go out for a drink with these dudes and what jokes I would talk about. And totally.
So cool. Yeah. It's also just so cool to feel like you found kind of a medium that works for you. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I really feel like podcasting just is right for me as kind of a professional, whereas blogging never felt right. Like writing just never felt quite right to me, but podcasting feels so right.
Blogging is very removed. It's very, it's just, you're too inside yourself.
Yeah,
you know?
Exactly.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So it's colder. It's the sort of like the sort of robotic end of communication.
Exactly.
But the improv of podcasting, the back and forth, the interaction, the hearing the reviews and responses and then responding to those. And it's vibrant, right?
So good. Yeah, so good. And speaking of that, and the other cool thing is we have the opportunity to respond directly to our listeners who have specific questions. And we're going to start doing a bit more of this, these on the spot kind of consultations, mini consultations, like diagnoses, sort of.
I love it. Yeah.
Okay.
It's a great idea.
So, yeah, I love it. And so today we have a listener who wrote in. Again, this one is also hot off the inbox, I like to say. Right,
we
Jessica?
We just coined that one last episode.
Hot off the inbox. And this is from a listener from Latin America, I think. And why don't I just go ahead and read the situation to explain it to our listeners? Cool. And then maybe, Jessica, we can make some recommendations for what we would recommend to this listener if we were talking to him personally.
Perfect. Perfect.
Yeah. Okay. So the listener says, I just got back my IELTS test score. I know a bunch of exam scores just came out, right, Jessica? Because we got a lot of good news from our students in our course.
Oh my so I just God. Got back so many my good scores.
I know. It's so exciting. So cool. And we're going to have some of those guys on the show soon, right? I hope so.
Yeah. So I'm already, you know, in contact with these guys and we're just sort of checking schedules at this point.
Yes,
so
that's awesome.
If not all of them, because there's a lot.
There's a lot.
So at least I'd say at least a couple.
At least a couple. Exactly. Good. I like that. Hey guys, I want to tell you the story of Dr. Sadek, who is a student in our Three Keys IELTS course. He said that before he took our course, he had taken the exam 15 times and he could never get past a 6. But after he purchased Three Keys IELTS, he was able to get clear, easy to follow and effective strategies and a good roadmap. So now he's come out with an overall score of a 7. You can read more about Dr. Sadek's story at allearsenglish.com/KEYS. See you there. Okay, so here's the situation. So this person just got back their scores and he said, I did not know your page beforehand, right? Our website or our course. Uh-huh. And I could only check the information on the week of the test. So he found us too late, unfortunately, a little too late. Found us just before the test. These are his scores. Listening 7.5, not bad.
Awesome.
I mean, very good, actually. Reading 7. Woohoo!
Also awesome.
That's good. Awesome. Writing 5.5, which we see this a lot, right?
Mm-hmm.
Speaking 6.5, overall 6.5. Oh, the writing and speaking really pulled him down. Right. So,
no, the speaking is good too. The 6.5, that's pretty awesome.
Yeah, you're right. So, it was really just the writing that pulled him down. And so, I'll just go ahead and explain his kind of trajectory, his plan, and what he's planning on doing next. And then we can kind of solve the problem if we can here.
So, perfect.
He says, my whole problem was the writing. I guess I made many grammar errors without noticing. I need at least a 6 in each category to apply for visa immigration to Canada. So I will have to take the test again. I'm looking to try it at the end of the year. So that would be the end of 2016.
Uh-huh.
So I'm now looking for advice on how I should proceed to meet my goal. Okay.
Cool.
Let's see what we can do for this student, Jessica.
So let's see. So that means he has six, seven months.
Yeah,
exactly. To prepare. Mm-hmm. So I would say like take a break until the end of this month. Like just take a couple weeks to step back. Because when you receive scores that you don't like, that's a huge knock to your confidence. And that can severely impact your preparation because you're not motivated anymore. You've lost some of that, you know, mojo that you had before the exam. So especially if you have this much time, I would say just take a break, man. Like step back for a couple weeks. The weather's starting to get nice. Like just sort of get back into what you like, you know, remind yourself of what you like and, get away from IELTS for a little bit. And then you could start in on a study plan. So in our course, you get 6 months access and we have a 2 month study plan, but he has 6 months. So, I would not dive into test strategies right away, but sort of take stuff step by step. So after taking a break for a couple weeks, how about a month of just consuming? You know what I mean?
Like
how about a month of just taking in information? So, because that's really the first step in any language because we recognize and understand before we produce. So let's follow that. That's what our brains do naturally. So how about a month of just exploring different sources, like different reading sources? I'm hearing some dinging in the background. Is that from your end?
Really? Some dinging? I didn't hear any dinging.
I wonder if my internet's dinging at me. Oh, Facebook is dinging at me.
Oh,
I was like,
Facebook
what
ding.
Is that?
I mean, usually I have cops in the background here, but not today.
Oh, it's so funny. It's just a student from our course that I have a class with this afternoon.
Oh, like, yeah.
What is that? Okay. So for the next month, consume different media. This'll do a couple things. First of all, he's worried about his grammar. So this'll sort of cement these correct structures because he's seeing them over and over again. And as far as ideas go, because that could also be a problem with a 5.5, you're going to gather stuff from different sources. So newspapers, magazines, take up a novel. Say, I'm going to read a whole novel this month, you know, fall into some really good reading habits. And so just consume for a month. And that'll help vocab. That'll help grammar. And then after that, we have 4 months left. Let's go ahead and start focusing on the test. So let's take a month just for the letter, just for task one. So we need to know what the examiner wants. And you need strategies for that. Task one isn't easy. And what I'm thinking with a 5.5, I mean, because his level is so high in the rest of the scores. So the problem is he's not giving the examiner what the examiner wants. And usually, I'm 99% of the time, that comes into this first category, task achievement, task response. So we've talked about this a little bit before in the general training letter. You need to cover the 3 bullet points completely. So you need to have a paragraph about each bullet point. And if you miss out on a bullet point, your score drops dramatically. So we need to cover each bullet point in a whole paragraph. Also, you need to know that tone is very important. This is for task achievement, task response, and vocabulary. So you need to learn the difference between informal and formal language. And again, like, this is all stuff in our course. We cover the different vocabulary for each. And maybe this person doesn't know that the examiner needs to see some slang and idioms if it's an informal letter. Maybe his tone was wrong. That'll drop those 2 categories.
So fast your score can drop if you don't know what the examiner wants. It's amazing.
Exactly. It's just a direct link. And that's why, again, in our course, everything is directly linked to what the examiner wants. So get to know the tone for cohesion, coherence. How do we organize our ideas into paragraphs? Perhaps that was the issue in the 5.5, especially in a letter. I've seen people come in and they're obviously fluent. I mean, he got a 6.5 in speaking, so his fluency is there. So they go into the letter, they don't plan, and they don't even have any paragraphs. They just start writing. And if you don't have any paragraphs, that drops your cohesion coherence score as well. So. Get to know what the examiner wants this month and practice those specific skills linked to the descriptors. And so, bam, that's task one. And then spend another month on task two. And same thing, guys, just get to know what the examiner wants as far as the 4 categories. You need the strategies for planning. You need to know how specific you should be and how to organize those specific ideas. Like I've said, our writing module is the most massive and meaty of the whole course.
Yes.
Exactly because of this, because there is so much to cover. So that's the first 3 months, and then he has the last, and then he has 3 months to go. Right.
So, well, yeah. Actually, the thing is, this episode will only come out in early August. So,
gonna be a little late for this guy. But yeah, I mean, if he joins our course, then I would talk to him one. He could talk to me one on one. We could develop a study plan right away. But this is, you know, these are general diagnoses of problems we see all the time.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. So for this student, if you happen to hear this in early August, the best thing that you could do would be to sit down with Jessica for a good consultation where she can go into more detail and really kind of customize your study plan from our course. We'll take the study plan that we have and we'll tweak it a bit just for you and for what you need.
Especially if you have, you know, you don't just have the 30 days, you don't just have the 60 days. You're going to go into the 6 months ahead, which is awesome. The more preparation, the better. So if you have extra time outside our study plan, I could tell you what to do with that. So yeah. And then those last 3 months would be a combination of reviewing the other modules of the test, doing practice tests under test conditions, and getting feedback from a professional.
Awesome. And I'm pretty confident that this student can do it. I mean, his other scores are awesome. So as you said, Jessica, clearly he has a high level of fluency. It's really just a matter of honing in on the writing, as we've kind of, as we've said here. Yeah,
exactly. So, I mean, we've seen this problem before, guys, this low writing score, and all the other scores are high. And it always comes down, you guys, to not knowing what the examiner is looking for. As I've said, guys, IELTS is a unique animal, okay? No matter what writing you've done in your past, it's not IELTS writing, okay? Mm-hmm, so you just need to know the unique requirements of this exam and exactly what the examiner is grading you on.
Love that. Love that. Awesome. So, and I also want to mention, guys, if you feel like you've really benefited from this show, go on over and leave us a review in iTunes. Just as a side point, we would love to see more reviews in the iTunes store, and we want to go ahead and announce your name on the show when we hear it. So we're going to be announcing some names when we get back to recording in August, later in August. So if you want to hear your name on the show, guys, go ahead and do that. Leave your review.
Yeah, totally. And you know what? If we start getting tons of reviews, I can just do a bonus episode where I give you guys one quick tip and talk about, you know, who's left some reviews. And maybe if you have a question in your review as well, I can maybe answer that on the podcast.
Yeah, love it. Love it. And we just love to see how this show is helping you guys. So go on over, leave us a review, let us know. And for this student, if you're ready to go ahead and jump into our course at this point, when this episode comes out in early August, again,
we still have like 3 or 4 months. So it's a good time.
Yeah. We are recording the summer episodes well in advance because I'll be taking a trip around the U.S., guys. But again, this comes out August 4th, I believe. So there's still plenty of time for this student.
So much time.
Yeah, so much time. And we know you can get to your goal. So go to allearsenglish.com/KEYS and we can help you out.
Awesome.
Cool. Very good, Jessica. All right. Cool. So we'll see you here next time.
All right. Sounds good. Bye, Lindsay.
Take care. Bye.
Thanks so much for listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. And if you want to get tips from Lindsay and Jessica every week on how to get a 7 on your next IELTS exam, be sure to subscribe to our podcast on your computer or on your smartphone. Thanks again and see you soon.